Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Charles Leno is going to join us in just a moment, the starting left tackle of your Commanders. Want to get his thoughts on Terry McLaurin signing a new extension to stay put in the nation's capital. We are also taking your calls at 800-636-1067 as they come in. Ty's in Annapolis on G&D. What's up, Ty? How are you?
G&D, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
Chilling.
Hey, man. I just want to say that this is amazing for both Terry, the team. I'm happy. I'm so excited. Usually positive things don't happen, so I had to call and speak on this. But it's good money, good contract. I'm glad now he gets to have an adult quarterback that can actually unlock his deep ball like he did before. And I'm not worried about the age because, remember, he was underutilized at Ohio State.
Totally so true.
He doesn't have the normal wear and tear and tread on his legs, man. This is awesome. I'm ready to see it. I'm happy.
Yeah, and you paid a guy who's done everything right. And I just think you got to reward your people. When they put themselves on the line for you and do everything the way they're supposed to, model citizen, great football player, that combination, you got to reward those guys. And the Commanders have done that. Last year it was John Allen, and now it's Terry McLaurin, another guy they've taken care of, who they brought in here as a free agent last year and have since long-term locked up, is Charles Leno, and he joins us now on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. Charles, we are reacting to the news that McLaurin is in the fold. Last time, you know, we were seeing you guys at the podium. Everyone's asking you because he's not at minicamp. Don't have to worry about that anymore. He is going to be in the mix on a long-term deal.
Hell yeah. What's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great. How's the offseason going?
It's going good. You know, just hanging out, having babies, you know, doing all the fun things I'm supposed to do.
Just off-season stuff, right? Just making a couple kids here and there.
Right.
Is there a new Leno baby?
Yes, sir. New Leno baby. Her name is Jordan. She just got here yesterday.
So. Well, first of all, congrats.
Congrats,
that's
man.
Amazing. Second of all, I don't know if the math adds up. I feel like every time we talk to you, you just had a baby. Sorry, is this like 8 now? Where are you at?
Almost 12.
Okay, 12. it's you and Nick Cannon, basically. But at least you guys are all one family, which is different than the
Fitzpatrick's,
way.
Right?
Yeah, you and Fitz, I think.
Oh, yeah. He definitely has close to 12.
That's funny. But congrats. That's awesome. What do you think, though? Terry getting the deal done. You guys don't have to worry about it going into camp now.
Hell yeah, man. You know, Terry, from the first time I saw Terry, I was on Chicago. It was 2019, and when I was on Chicago, we won the game. But you just knew, like, I was like, who the hell is this guy torching our defense? Like, we had a good defense at the time. I'm like, this dude is torching our defense. And then looked him up. Like, oh, Terry McLaurin, young player, look at his rookie year. I was like, he's going to be pretty damn good. And then coming here and just seeing him over the years, being his teammate, I can't be happier for someone. Somebody who was first and foremost, I mean, we talk about football, and that's very important, but just the person he is just an incredible human being, incredible person. I think that's first and foremost. That's what you want in the building. That's what you love in the building. It's just a good person to be around, good person having a teammate. And then talking about football, exceptional player, the way he can track the ball, the speed, and just the way he's a leader. You know what I mean? He's one of those guys that's always in the building. Never one of those guys that you got to worry about. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the one thing that you got to love and respect about him. So I'm just really happy. I'm thankful that he's here. We can get back to work. It was sad seeing him, you know, not seeing him throughout this offseason. But, you know, things happen. I understand he had to take care of his business. So happy to have him back and ready to get to work with him.
Commanders tackle Charles Leno kind enough to join us a few minutes here on the newly re-signed Terry McLaurin extension agreed to here moments ago. Have you seen him grow kind of into that role, right? I mean, he's always been a good dude. Like, everybody knows that. But just now it's no longer here. The kid, it's a leadership role, and everyone's kind of looking to him on this offense. How have you seen him kind of step into that?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to just have to be himself. I mean, when it comes to being a leader, really, it comes down to just being yourself, you know. And the tough person he is to show up, work hard every day, say things that he needs to say when he has to. And that take care of, that'll take care of everything, honestly. And just, you know, he's a veteran person in that wide receiver room, you know, get the young wide receivers we got. You know, we got John, we got Diami, you know, just a young, really young group. And I think the thing about him is he can keep those guys together. And I know Carson will do the same.
One of the things, Charles, that I've been saying all offseason, and the reason I thought eventually this would get done, is you just can't let guys like this leave when they're that good on the field and that good off the field. But I'm curious, from your perspective as a player, you've been in multiple locker rooms and a lot of iterations of teams. The message that gets sent when a guy like McLaurin gets rewarded, and how healthy that is organizationally, culturally, to see, like, if you're a young player, you're Diami Brown or you're Jahan Dotson or something, that, like, your work is worth something to this team.
Absolutely. I mean, that's what guys look at in the locker room. They look at the type of person they are and also clearly the product that they put on the field. But, I mean, at the end of the day, this is the National Football League. We know how things go. It's hard to reward knuckleheads in this league, but they have to, because talent definitely outweighs the knucklehead sometimes. But when you got a person who has the talent, has the work ethic, and also has the stand-up character that you have, you want to reward those guys. You want those guys to be around your team. You want fans to look forward to, you know, meeting them and, you know, seeing them and supporting them, because that's what it's all about.
Big thing will be chemistry with you guys' new quarterback, Carson Wentz. And, you know, listen, third team in 3 years, the rumors are always out there. What have you seen from your new QB?
From Carson, everything so far so good, man. I haven't seen anything. I mean, all that type of stuff is, you know, media, and I don't listen to the media. So, not saying I don't listen to you guys.
Except us.
Yeah,
except
us. Very important distinction.
Like us.
You love our show, 2 to 6:30 every day. But other media, they are, yeah, I agree.
The pits.
Yeah, but, you know, I just feel like, you know, people get bad raps and they go places and, you know, things like that. Whatever is said out there, whatever is put out there, you know, it's hard to get that back. So the only way you can get that back is by work. You can only work to get that back. So the work he's been putting in, the type of teammate he is, I have no problem with him. I see no problem with him. Definitely a cool dude. Definitely somebody that I like to, you know, hang out with outside of the building still. And just continue to build that relationship. But on the football field, I mean, guys got a cannon, guys big, guys strong. It's nothing that you – I just don't see it. I mean, whatever the media says, I don't see it, but whatever. That's they lost, so it's all good.
Left tackle, Charles Leno here on Grant and Danny. He's got a couple new guards on his O-line and some pieces in this offense like Jahan Dotson that have been added. Could be a different type of production for that group. But we'll let you go get back to the family. Congrats again on the baby.
Yeah, congrats,
no idea.
Buddy.
That's awesome. And enjoy what's left of this offseason, man.
Hey, no problem. I thank you guys. You guys take it easy.
Yeah, really appreciate you hopping on and catching up. Always great to have him on. Love Charles Leno giving us a few minutes on G&D. All right, Ben Standing's been tracking this story. Covers the team for The Athletic. He's been working the phones and talking to, you know, the player side, the team side. So we'll get the latest on this 3-year extension at about $70 million. From Ben next, and in an hour and 5 minutes, we're giving away a 4-pack of Nats tickets that could be yours right here on Grant and Danny.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.